Jerry Bader Show, 1007. Yeah, I know it's Michael Jackson.
The foulest stench is in the air. The funk of 40,000 years. And grisly goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
Ten oh eight, Jerry Bader Show. Happy Halloween. I want to spend a fair amount of time this hour, not the whole hour. We have other things to get to, but I definitely want to update you on the latest, because it has gotten downright bizarre what's going on with Obamacare and how Democrats right now are freaking out. And they're freaking out and saying utterly bizarre things. And we'll get to all of that. However, before we do, just as Jason has had Halloween bumpers for today, I found something. Actually, a coworker within Midwest Communications sent this to me. It's perfectly fitting because Democrats are terrified of what's going on with Obamacare. And this is, after all, Halloween. And he sent this to me and said, "You'll love this." I did. He was right. I think you will, too.
He was working on his laptop late one night when his eyes beheld a ghoulish sight. He could not log in despite several tries, and then suddenly, to no one's surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the healthcare mash.
The healthcare mash.
It was a keyboard smash.
He did the mash.
The website would crash.
He did the mash.
And he did the healthcare mash. Who could design such a site so flawed and so sloppy? The code is so ancient, perhaps it was Hammurabi. He'd try to apply, the site would suspend. I've seen a eunuch with a more functional front end.
He did the mash.
He did the healthcare mash.
The healthcare mash.
It was a keyboard smash.
He did the mash.
He tried to clear his cash.
He did the mash.
Then did the healthcare mash. Hundreds of millions of dollars were spent for a website that has trouble loading. Government's web designers create a site with such awful coding.
They did the mash.
Oh, they did the healthcare mash.
The healthcare mash.
It was a keyboard smash.
They did the mash.
They took all of our cash.
They did the mash.
And did the healthcare mash. You know, 3 years really isn't that long to build a website, especially one that has to do
No, I met Joe Biden once. That's Remy at Reason TV. The healthcare mash. You can find the entire video of that at the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. I'm going to say this. I think the lyrics are a little better than the video, but you'll want to check it out anyway. That's the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. And Jason saw the video. He said, "No, don't tell them that. You think it's worth going there." Okay, fine. Sorry, blew up. Yeah, why push you to the blog site but say it's really not that good? That's not what I was saying. I just think the lyrics are the strongest part of it. But just go to the dang site then. JerryBaderShow.com, the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. Now, the last 48 hours have been absolutely amazing. Democrats feel like they were sent up Bleep Creek without a paddle. People know what that is, right? Right? But they know what the bleep is and up Bleep Creek? Well, I hope so. That they were sent up Bleep Creek without a paddle when President Obama again and again and again and again and again said, if you like your doctor, you get to keep your doctor. If you like your health care plan, that would be your insurance. You get to keep your insurance. That's what he said. Democrats are trying desperately to, on his behalf, eat those words. Yesterday, the president said, well, what I meant by that is you can shop around. That's what the exchanges are for. No, that's specifically what he did not say. Now, Ron Johnson, as you know, has introduced a bill, and we don't have Tammy Baldwin's numbers up here again, but that's okay. I didn't warn Jason, too. That's all right. We don't need to do that at the moment, and I'll explain why in a moment. Ron Johnson has introduced legislation to let you keep what you have, which you cannot do right now under Obamacare. That has gotten really interesting. And we'll get to that in a moment. However, Bill Maher, and this is the part that's getting fascinating. What liberals are saying to try to justify President Obama's lying. Listen to Bill Maher. Listen for two things. He's on with Piers Morgan, CNN. Listen to what happens when Bill Maher says the president lied. Listen to Piers Morgan. But then really, really listen to what Bill Maher is saying here. I mean, really listen to his meaning. Jason, go ahead.
It sure is hard if you're a politician, not that I'm really that sympathetic to them, to try to get information into people's heads. I don't think Obama should have lied to people.
It was a lie, wasn't it? I mean, this...
Well, hold on. First of all, insurance companies are always dropping people from their plans. This goes on, this went on before Obamacare, went on after Obamacare. We're losing a lot of perspective here. But yeah, he probably should have not been so blatant about saying you ironclad guarantee. On the other hand, since he got no Republican votes and no Republican help, and since 3 years after it's a law, they're still fighting it, can you imagine what it would be like if he said, yeah, some people, your rates are going to go up? I mean, the thing passed by this much. If they had said that, they might have lost the whole thing. And politicians are always making compromises like that.
Politicians are always making compromises like that. Do you understand what he just said there? If he didn't lie, it wouldn't have passed. If you knew that you really wouldn't get to keep your own insurance and you knew that rates were actually going to go up and not down, well, it never would have passed. It barely passed with the lies that he told. This is one of the most amazing things I've ever heard, and I'm using that phrase a lot today. Well, he had to lie. If he didn't, it never would have passed. Look what Republicans are doing anyway. Of course he had to lie. If he didn't lie, it wasn't going to get passed. It was so unpopular the way it was. If he didn't lie about this or crying out loud, we never would have got it passed. And then he says politicians make these types of compromises all the time. You mean compromising the truth? Compromising integrity? Yeah, I guess they do. But most of them, and not all, and I'll admit that, most of them are on your side, Bill Maher. I can't believe, sometimes Democrats say, and liberals say things so stupid, I cannot believe that they don't realize how stupid it's going to sound to the rest of us. Yet they do. Now, there was some audio I really wanted to play for you, but for whatever reason, our computers here at the station, not loading it up. I did listen to it at home today, and I can't tell you the name of the congressman, but there was a congressman that was debating Megyn Kelly on her Fox TV show last night. And it was so exasperating, my blood pressure got up. It's that first hit right there. You know what? It's on the Blaze. Let's see if we can play it from the Blaze. Yep, that's the one. It's New Jersey Democrat Frank Pallone. Yeah, it's not going to load because it's taking you to the same thing that won't load anywhere else, Jason. We're having internet issues here. So, but there was, you went and, stop. Okay. I can tell you at least this much. Don't click, okay. Kelly file host Megyn Kelly debated New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone over whether President Obama kept his promises regarding Americans' ability to keep their current health plans. Pallone replied, saying the Affordable Care Act allows Americans to keep their plans as long as their coverage is not lousy. She finally asked him, "Who are you to say what's lousy?" And Pallone tried to make the ridiculous argument that insurance companies were doing this because they know those current policies can't compete with the new policies on the exchanges. And her point was, but they were. Customers were not walking away from these. Customers weren't leaving these policies. The policies were terminated because they don't meet they're not Obamacare compliant. And as a listener shared with me, what President Obama means, if I like your plan, you get to keep it. And the president said the same thing yesterday. Well, there's much better insurance out there and cheaper, but the cheaper part is just a lie. And the reality is a lot of this is stuff people don't want and don't need. Now, here's where it got really interesting. Yesterday, we had Ron Johnson on. Some of you heard it. He introduced a bill that, in fact, would, and he's got a lot of Democratic, a lot of Republican co-sponsors, a bill that says you do get to keep your existing plan. But he realizes this has to pass very quickly. Weekly Standard 2 days ago caught up with lawmakers to see if they support Johnson's plan. Understand this was 2 days ago. As he stepped off an escalator leading from the Capitol's underground subway system to the U.S. Senate, Ron Johnson opened up a yellow folder, pulled out a copy of If You Like Your Health Plan, You Can Keep It Act, and handed it to fellow Senator Chris Coons, a Delaware Democrat. It's the president's exact language, replied Johnson, Wisconsin Republican. Johnson was, of course, referring to President Obama's pledge that Americans who like their health insurance could keep it under Obamacare, a pledge that has proven untrue for millions of Americans who are losing their current insurance policies because they don't comply with Obamacare. That is why they're losing these. Pallone tried to argue with Megyn Kelly that No, it's capitalism, and you should have seen her face. It's capitalism. It's just that they just can't compete. Pallone argued that people can keep their policies as long as insurance companies agree to sell them, but many of them have been caught selling lousy plans at a high price that are skeletal and don't provide any benefits. Kelly shot back that a lot of other policies are being canceled because regulations imposed on them by Obamacare left them with no choice. Pallone said that's absolutely not true. Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And she played the audio from Sebelius admitting that at the hearing. So apparently this is what we're going to get now from the left. Anyway, back to Johnson. The Weekly Standard did was ask Democratic senators, are you going to support Senator Johnson's bill? Listen to Mary Landrieu. Now, this was 2 days ago, all right? This was 2 days ago. This was Mary Landrieu. Here's what she said. Louisiana Democrat Senator Mary Landrieu. According to her, Democrats had only promised Americans that they could keep their insurance if it was good insurance. One, that's not true. Two, who decides what's good? Perhaps people want a higher risk, lower cost policy. Shouldn't they be able to choose that? We've been saying that for 3 years, by the way. We didn't say anything wrong. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said. According to Landrieu, well, Democrats had only promised that Americans could keep their insurance if it was good insurance. We said when we passed that, if you had insurance that was good insurance, that you wanted to keep it, you could keep it. I want to you defy me. Yeah, let's find the audio on that. You find me the audio where Mary Landrieu is saying that. Because nobody ever said that. Now, that was Mary Landrieu 2 days ago. Yesterday, Politico reported this, yesterday afternoon. Senator Mary Landrieu said Wednesday she would propose legislation to ensure all Americans could keep their existing insurance coverage under Obamacare, a fresh sign of the political problems the law's rollout has created for congressional Democrats, especially alleged blue dogs like her. Landrieu, a Democrat who faces a tough re-election next year, said she would either offer her own bill or, listen to this, or formally sign on to another measure that could ensure that the law would not force anyone off their existing health policies. Well, she must know that Ron Johnson's is out there. She must. Landrieu's comments came as the White House faces a barrage of criticism over the president's repeated promises the law wouldn't force anyone off their plans. Landrieu said the promise was made and it should be kept. What happened to, well, that's not what we said just a day earlier. Just a day earlier. All right, Jason has found the video. Let's do this. Let's take a break. And we'll play some of it in 5 minutes. It's 10:23.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.